Hey guys, welcome to the Two Brahmins and a Sink podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Two Brahmins and a Sink podcast.
Namaskara.
Namaskara.
Sasriyakal everyone.
Okay, I have nothing to
say. Welcome to the Football Weekly episode, guys. The favorite part of our podcast, at least for me.
Congrats. We want to talk about Neymar being a kid. And kudos to Diego Forlan as well. So let's start with Neymar.
So this is the Neymar incident in the match where I don't remember which happened first.
First penalty, Cavani wanted
to take it and Neymar went and spoke to him and Cavani pushed him away.
And Cavani didn't even score.
That is fine.
That was
He's
okay.
still the He's penalty the, taker.
And then the free kick came and Dani Alves came, snatched the ball away from Cavani, went and placed it and gave it to Neymar. So yeah.
So he's doing his
best. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast. Eventually, it's becoming all about him. When you pay $222 million, the whole team, everything just starts surrounding him, that one person.
And Neymar wouldn't have done all these things if it was with Messi or Suarez. If he was there in Barcelona, he wouldn't have done this kind of childish behaviors.
I generally think now the PSG job has become too big for Unai Emery. And someone like maybe, I think Bayern are going to have a... What I see is Bayern are going to have a bad season. Carlo Ancelotti will leave and he'll take the PSG.
I think Dortmund
next.
Will do well this time. Yeah. Dortmund are doing quite well.
Dortmund are doing quite well in PS 2018 also.
Yeah. We beat them up a lot. Danny a lot.
I'm the one who takes Dortmund and you all take Barca. Okay, guys.
Okay, whatever.
Get the record straight.
Diego Forlan also said the same thing.
Diego Forlan.
Forlan, one of our ISL players. Yeah, Forlan. So, Forlan said that, you know, if Daniel was being Neymar's that's there. But if Neymar was still playing with Messi and Suarez, he would never be able to go. He would never go up to tell them that... Which I should be taking it. And
so it is that arrogance, right?
Yeah,
I'm the world's most expensive player.
Dude,
I'm the biggest star of this team.
Cavani deserves way more respect than Neymar.
Yeah. He's been at that team much longer.
Yeah.
He's achieved much more in that team. So he definitely deserves
whatever. I don't care skill-wise if he's not as good.
And
as
now
Neymar.
Apparently the news is circulating that Neymar has told Emery that he wants Cavani out.
No, apparently
and
he apologized.
And PSG have already offered Cavani to Real Madrid and they
to Napoli.
To multiple teams, to multiple clubs, and Real Madrid have already come back and said no. Napoli are still considering it. Chelsea are interested. Man City are interested. So, I don't know where this is heading.
And is this true? What Neymar unfollowed him on Instagram?
Yes,
or something?
Twitter.
Oh my God,
Twitter.
That's being childish.
Neymar's the kid, man. He's how old is Neymar?
24.
See, he's
still a kid. Yeah, but still.
I don't know if you'd call
it. But he's played at the highest level of football for 4 or 5 years now. You can't call that still being a kid. If someone like Ousmane Dembele would have done that, like first season in the big, like with all the spotlight, then he's lived in the spotlight. Yeah, I don't think he's doing himself proud after that move by doing all these things. I did not like the move. I was not appreciative of the move. And it's just increasing my dislike towards Neymar more.
Let's see if he can earn his respect back.
Yeah.
And again, if you saw the first actual test they had against Lyon, till the 64th minute, they couldn't score. Both the goals you can say were almost.
Did you see
goals.
That amazing defender of Lyon, Kenny?
Kenny,
how
oh,
he
yeah.
stopped his.
The whole memes of Neymar meets Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he nutmegged.
Yeah, he just had him.
He
just had him in his pocket. Kenny had Neymar in his
hocus
pocket.
Hocus pocus. Huh? What's it? What is that called?
No, but this guy almost nutmegged him. No, he. Put the ball back.
No, yeah. So that is defending. So that you can't call a nutmeg.
But still, that was a good defense.
That was
good play.
That was good. So that's what the first tough, the real tough game, and they almost couldn't score, and they needed two own goals, I think, almost or two deflected goals to actually.
I just hope Kane scores this week.
I'm most probably getting rid of him and getting Aguero in because at 12 and a half, if he's going to do this away from home and not score at home
so
as much.
There's a strategy for this week. You can use free hit and get in three
City players because they're playing Palace.
Yeah, Palace.
No, I would like to save my
You think
free
Palace hit. Will score this week? I highly doubt it.
No, I don't think Palace will score this
I week. Highly doubt it. I think this is going to be a new record because...
say five games record. Without scoring, five defeats.
Wow, thanks, Ivan. They've got City, they've got Man U, they've got Tottenham, they've got United, they've got Spurs.
Oh no, so they already are the dubious record holders of going the longest time. Yeah, they've already reached that. Without
so the previous, without previous one was 478 minutes or 430 something minutes. Yeah, now in 1931 or
1938.
1930 something. I remember this guy.
Alan so I think the next three matches also, I don't see them scoring.
Yeah, crazy.
So what if they come out with a typical Roy Hodgson performance and they beat City 1-0?
Christian
Benteke heads, jumps over Nicolas Otamendi and scores a header.
He doesn't even score.
Yeah, and we captain Aguero.
So he has himself jinxed it. Yeah. So let's continue.
We are not doing three people.
I still am going to be gutsy and go for it. So it's okay.
What, you're going with Aguero as captain?
Captain, I'm not yet decided, but I'm getting Kane out and getting Aguero in. Captain, I'm still deciding between Lukaku and Aguero.
Who is your
other forward?
Southampton away.
That's tough.
Yeah, but that's what I'm deciding.
But we should have captain Lukaku this week.
Yeah, we should have. Sucks. We put our trust in that mouth breather and Kane again.
Yeah. And Paul Clement did a job on it.
I put it on Firmino.
So whatever you do, don't listen to Mark Southerns first of all. Yeah. My God, this guy is doing bad this time.
No, there are.
Bad means he's not bad for our standards. Bad
no, so there standards. Are. No, there are parts which he still gets right. I mean, his.
He's true. He said Lacazette will score.
Yeah, maybe captain option, don't go with what he says. Like, because last week he said. And see, genuinely, last week was a week where you could have gone with a differential captain. Like, if you would have gone with Salah, you would have got 20 instead of Lukaku's 24. If you would have gone with David Silva, you would have got 22 instead of Lukaku's 24. So it's not like he was way off, but yeah. And it was genuinely a differential week where you don't know who as your captain will do a good job for you. So yeah, FPL right now, against like in the three of us, the podcast mini league, I think Anoop is top, Rishi is second and I'm like third.
Yeah, I'm second by even fucking up a wild card. What are you doing, Tanuj?
I've taken, guys, I've used my wild card and I've taken a 20-point hit already and that's why I'm 2 points behind you.
And still he's scoring less than a week.
Why are you talking about FPL? Let's continue. Yeah. Let's talk about EPL.
Now I'll come to some consistency. Let's discuss 3 weeks later.
Okay, let's see 3 weeks later.
Three, four weeks later.
Arsenal are back to good, fighting good spirits. What? Fighting
good,
spirits.
Good,
fighting
good, spirits. Good,
good spirits? What?
They played well.
They played well.
They played as if...
See, this is again...
I remember, okay, so all of us went to Dorf and we were watching the match live together and...
Plug-in for Dorf, guys. Best pub to watch matches.
It's not a plug-in. It's got a shout-out.
It's a plug-in.
What is a plug-in? You know what's a plug-in? A plug-in is something that you add...
Yeah. Can I talk?
Yeah, sorry. We went to Dorf?
So, yeah. All of us went to Dorf to watch the Arsenal versus Chelsea game and the most funniest... part of that whole match was Rishi standing up.
The Mustafi goal.
Mustafi goal, and he was just yelling and he was like all doing all this. And after 5 seconds, he realized it's from an offside. And the way the Arsenal fans got bambooed by the Spurs fan over there.
Chelsea fans.
So
you said.
So funny.
My ear still hurt for two
Rishi,
days.
You spoke about playing well. I think, I would like to say, and I would hope the audience. Trust me that I'm not against or I don't hate Arsenal Football Club.
I think you hate them.
Other than United, if there's any club in the Premier League I want to see do well, it's Arsenal. It's not City, it's not Liverpool, it's not Chelsea, it's not Spurs.
Other than United, I would want Everton to do well.
Long way to go for that. But what I want you to consider is you've come to a point where playing out a 0-0 draw at Stamford Bridge is an achievement for you, I think.
It's not an achievement. I didn't say it was a great match. I said they played well.
You still had enough quality and thing to win that one.
We should have won it. It should have been a win. Lacazette missed
it. Laka blood clot Zet missed an empty goal.
Yeah, he loses his left foot.
It's 50 million for that.
We paid for his right foot.
Yeah, they paid for the right
foot. No, you paid for the right foot. Great.
Oh,
so what he scored against Leicester with his head, you all did pay for that also.
That is
possible. You paid only for the
right foot. You paid
20% of the fee was for the
head. Thanks,
for the head,
Yeah. That's what she said.
Some BS. Some BS.
20% of the fee was for the head. David Luiz red card.
Oh my God, let's not talk about
that. Why did he do that? That was very stupid.
That was
a sending off, but that was not a direct red. I think that was a second yellow. That was a second yellow.
After you see it on the replay, it didn't hit his face. Come on. It hit his hand. Not the yellow.
The red and the yellow.
The yellow was for raising the foot. Well played.
Which was not a yellow again.
That was not a yellow.
Guys, this is actual football rules, guys. You cannot raise your... So, there are players around you. If you do a thing that's raising your foot so high and it touches, there's contact with the player, doesn't matter if it's his hand or his face or his leg. That's a card.
So, you're saying if there's a loose ball at, say, shoulder height,
so people both are playing.
Wait, no,
you can do it.
Okay, I'll just give you a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
There's a loose ball pitching, it's at shoulder height, it's bouncing at shoulder height.
Say how many
both
feet?
The players,
say how many feet?
Shoulder height to both
Six
the
feet.
Players. Both are
okay,
both are Five exactly feet. Same height. Both the players are exact same height.
Yeah,
it's at that, and they both go for the loose ball,
yeah,
with their leg up. Both their legs are that high,
yeah,
and both miss the ball.
Yeah.
And both hit each other's leg. So, you're sending off both of them.
You can't send off both of them.
So, both will get a yellow.
Both should get a yellow.
Oh my God. They both went for the same ball. It was a loose ball.
Guys, this
it
is
was
what
at
happens
a height.
Every day
they
in
both,
the FIFA.
They both,
2018.
They both went for a loose ball. They both had to go for it.
You should be
they
smart.
Went with their foot. Oh my God.
Dude,
anyway,
why are you arguing
no,
with me?
No,
that's
no,
the
that's
rules.
So, no,
that's
you
are saying it's
no,
the rules,
it's just
but
called,
not the
Thanos,
rules.
No, no, Thanos, it's called...
the rules are still.
It's called dangerous play or something.
It is called dangerous play.
Yeah, it's called dangerous play.
When
it's
both
like,
are going with their feet, what is dangerous?
No, no, it's
okay,
called
dude,
dangerous play.
Fine.
It's like, you know, you're what? Doing something. But David Luiz, we could see the red card coming. We could
yeah,
see it coming.
You could
like,
see it coming.
Like, we knew he got frustrated. He just ran towards the players.
He was frustrated by
two,
Sanchez
three
and he took it
Sanchez,
out on
yeah.
Koscielny and Mustafi.
And he just jumped into it and yeah, that was a bad move.
That was
that
stupid.
Was, that was very stupid move. And that's like the third red card for Chelsea.
Yeah.
My God.
So far there's been a red card every week.
For Chelsea?
Not for Chelsea. For someone or the
for
other.
For someone or the other.
So Real Madrid are not having the best of starts to their season. They're 7 points off. They lost to Real Betis last night. In the 94th minute, 95th minute, they scored a winner. So, yeah.
Who's leading in La Liga?
Barcelona. 5 matches, 15 points.
Wow.
Real Madrid are 7 points off already. And apparently, Cristiano Ronaldo, when
Neymar
he lost the ball.
Neymar didn't do jack
shit. Dude, Barcelona have played all their easy games till now. Let's wait for five, six more game weeks when they start playing the likes of Valencia and Sevilla.
Valencia and Sevilla are tough.
Valencia have started the
Valencia
second
good.
On the table.
Rodrigo
right?
is a good player.
Yeah, they've
yeah.
started really well.
Yeah.
So apparently also Ronaldo, when he was trying to cross the ball and he lost the ball, he stamped a Real Betis defender, which the referee missed in his match report. So if the league claims that that's a bad conduct, he might have another
again,
two,
a ban
three
again.
Or four game ban. So
amazing. No Ballon d'Or this time, huh?
Ballon d'Or?
I'm a huge Ronaldo fan. Is he is going
Ballon
to win the Ballon d'Or.
A Ballon d'Or. Oh, fuck.
Ballon d'Or. Guys,
Ballon
we are not cutting
guys.
This.
Yeah.
This is not even going to
the
first. This is
Ballon,
coming in the
yeah,
main
yeah.
podcast.
Ballon d'Or. Rishi is the new contender for Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or. That's good.
That's what you said.
I said.
Yeah,
you
Ballon
said
Ballon d'Or.
So guys, the ISL fixtures are out for this season. 19th November is BFC's first home game and our first game.
Why are you sighing?
Of our debut in the ISL.
Yeah, we have to go see it.
We are going to see
Please,
it.
All of us, all of you come
all
out and support BFC.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Even if you're not from Bangalore, please come and support us. That's what you meant.
Yes. BFC.
We don't care about ISL.
We have to play in that tournament.
We are already in ISL.
We just want a... Okay,
shut the fuck up.
We have two Brahmins and a Singh.
And we shall end our episode here. Alright guys, thanks.
Wait.
What? No, it's not done.
No.
What else is that talking about?
No. The chant. We have to get the chant. We are two Brahmins and a Singh. We are... Who?
You.
We are two Brahmins and a Singh. Singh is eating some biscuit. He is asking if I'm mad. We are going to end this
podcast.